Now, Republican state lawmakers are speaking out about where they are and aren't going with Governor Evers' proposed budget for the next 2 years. Evers unveiled his budget proposal last month. The state budget process now kicks into gear with the July 1st deadline for finishing it, sort of. State lawmakers say they're going to start from scratch instead of working from the governor's budget. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you like or dislike about Governor Evers' budget proposal? What would you like to see Republicans keep or get rid of or compromise on? What questions do you have about how this budget thing works in Wisconsin? And if you had to pick one thing you wanted to fund, increase funding for, cut funding for, what would it be? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Kathleen Dolan is a distinguished professor of political science at UW-Milwaukee. Kathy, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you.
Before we get into the details here, Kathy, I want to talk about just the importance of the budget. We talk about it a lot on this show and on this network, but this is really, in a lot of ways, the biggest thing our state legislature and governor do in Wisconsin. It covers so much. Can you talk about just why it's such a big deal?
Well, you know, it's a big deal because it spends an enormous amount of money and it funds so many programs that are vital to people's lives. And it really exists as an articulation of the values and the policies of say, the governor and the government and the state in terms in general terms, because certainly voters put, you know, government leaders in place hoping that they will do the sort of, you know, bidding of the people. So there really are, in Wisconsin particularly, there's no bigger, you know, legislative package that will go through in a cycle. And if you think about the legislature, I mean, it really, at least in the last year or so, has not been particularly active from a legislative perspective. And so all focus really does sort of rest on the budget.
Now, we have this proposal from the governor. We'll get to the Republican response in a bit. Can you just talk about the process and the timeline to get from here to this July 1st soft deadline, is the way it's worked out in the past?
Well, the governor, obviously, with his budget staff, has been working on what they see as a blueprint and all of the requests that they take from state agencies and from, say, the UW system and again, the budget, I think, very clearly articulates a series of values and priorities that Governor Evers has. But, you know, governors and presidents, right, as executives, don't make the laws and they don't appropriate the dollars. So now all power, you know, sort of turns and sits to the legislature through the Joint Finance Committee and through hearings and, you know, all sorts of things that will go on behind the scenes and some things that will go on in public as a Republican legislature articulates its priorities and values in a budget that they might want to pass. And they will obviously be able to shape and pass what they choose. And then because Wisconsin has the unique line item veto for governors, you know, then there will be the sort of dance back and forth between the Democratic governor and the budget that the Republican legislature presents him. And as he tries to use the veto to make changes, you know, as we work, as you say, to hopefully some sort of summer resolution to all of this back and forth.
I want to give a listen to Assembly Leader Robin Voss, Republican from Rochester, talking at a virtual event put on by the Wisconsin County Association here. He's responding to the Evers budget proposal.
I certainly think we're going to do a better job. We're going to throw out his entire budget like we have done before. We'll start from scratch. We will end up building a budget that focuses on our priorities and the ones of the state of Wisconsin, not relitigating things that have clearly proven to be successful or are incredibly divisive. No purpose in doing that inside the budget. So I'm actually pretty optimistic. I think we have a great relationship with the Senate. I think we have two caucuses who are pretty united in our belief that we're not going to raise revenues. We're going to keep spending in check. We're going to invest in things that matter, but we're certainly not going to do a liberal wish list like Governor Evers put together.
Obviously divided government here in Wisconsin. Kathy, how does that shape what a budget ends up looking like?
Well, you know, Assembly Speaker Voss in his comment there said, you know, that they are going to articulate a budget that represents the values of Wisconsin. And that, of course, you know, is a political leader trying to negate the fact that the last time the state voted for a governor, it chose a Democrat. So, you know, given that we have divided government, it would be nice, right, if the two chambers of the legislature, you know, and the governor can work to come up with some compromise. But I don't think we'll see that, you know, at least at the beginning. They obviously will use the budget to articulate their preferences and their values, and they will be very different from the many of the items that exist in the budget as Governor Evers presented it.
We're talking to Kathleen Dolan, Distinguished Professor of Political Science at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, looking at the budget process now underway here in Wisconsin. Governor Evers gave his proposal. State lawmakers, Republican leaders say they're going to start from scratch. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What would you like to see come out of the state budget? Are there things that you think need more spending on, or do you want to see tax cuts, more tax cuts here in the state? Revenues restricted, as we heard from the assembly speaker there. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Now, one item, Kathy, that both sides have talked about some is expanding broadband access in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that people keep saying, hey, maybe we might not agree on the exact amount to spend, but that's something we could agree on. First of all, could you talk about that issue and why it's something that both parties might find common ground on?
Well, you know, it is certainly the case that in 2021, we would expect all residents of Wisconsin to be able to have, you know, strong, reliable broadband that reaches all parts of the state. And so given the size of the state, given the rural nature of some of the state, given the infrastructure that is required for broadband, this is one of those issues that can touch everybody. So, you know, Republicans and Democrats alike have constituents who are affected by this issue. And this is certainly something that, you know, probably inhibits the evolution of businesses in some areas. You know, if they can't get reliable broadband, there are probably all sorts of ways in which the economic impact, as well as the personal and the social and the cultural and the occupational impact, you know, the last year has taught us that to keep moving forward with education and with all of our work lives, you know, everybody needs strong and consistent access to broadband. So bringing it to all corners of the state is clearly something that benefits all residents of Wisconsin. And so it is something that, you know, it may be an unusual issue that affects everybody, or at least affects enough people that members of both parties really want to try to figure out a solution.
Now, there were some items in the governor's budget that we heard Speaker Voss talk about as a liberal wish list. A few of them: reinstating some collective bargaining rights rolled back about 10 years ago by Act 10, background checks on gun purchases, increasing Wisconsin's minimum wage, legalizing marijuana. The list goes on with some fiscal elements to them, but they're kind of more policy things. What do you think about, and there have been complaints about past governors doing that too, what do you think of these kind of policy items cropping up in the budget documents?
Well, putting policy proposals in budget documents is not a new thing, and it is not exclusively a Wisconsin thing or a state level thing. You know, members of Congress try this as well. And at the national level, you know, Congress, there are very arcane laws about what can and can't go in a budget bill. And we have some of those same sort of regulations here. But governors, you know, want to try to use budget bills to advance policies, legislative policies, because budgets have to pass. And so if a governor can get a particular proposal inside a budget bill and get it through the process such that it is accepted, it may have an easier time being accepted that way than it would as a standalone piece of legislation. There are, as you say, critics of the use of the budget as a tool for legislative implementation, but that is one of the consequences that, you know, a political consequence that has evolved over time.
We're talking to political science professor Kathleen Dolan from UW-Milwaukee about where the state budget process goes from here after Republican lawmakers said they'd start from scratch instead of starting from the governor's budget proposals. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Where do you see areas for potential compromise between the governor and the legislature? What are some issues that really matter to you in the state budget? Love to hear about it and hear why. What is important to you and your community? You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk now with Kathleen Dolan, Distinguished Professor of Political Science at UW-Milwaukee, looking at the state budget, the debate over it, and where it goes from here. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls now. Sandra is with us in Madison. Sandra, hello.
Hi. I wanted to say two things. The first is, I think it's really unconscionable that the legislature thinks that they should start from scratch with a budget when it's the people of Wisconsin who voted Governor Evers in to be our governor. And so that really makes me upset. But I also want to say that one of the things that I found in the budget that I looked at that I thought was really great was the idea of workforce funding for workforce development for people in green jobs and in renewable energy, because that's such a up and coming and here field, and it pays really well. And it would, you know, that would be a wonderful way to help people get higher paying jobs in our state.
Sandra, thanks a lot for that call. And Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is scheduled to be on the morning show on Monday, I believe at 7:30, to talk about issues related to green energy and climate change in the budget. Kathy, I think a lot of states are at least toying with proposals like that, trying to boost green energy jobs. Do you see this as something that could get support on both sides of the aisle in the legislature here?
Well, it's hard to say because, as the caller suggests, it is a burgeoning field, and it is one that could lead to, you know, as say even President Biden says, lots of, you know, good, well-paying jobs in the future. In a state like Wisconsin, there may be some tension with more traditional manufacturing interests because there is at least a perception that, you know, moving toward green manufacturing or green production in different industries is costly for industry. And so the Republican legislature may not be as amenable to those ideas if they are receiving, you know, some signals from manufacturers that those paths are not favored. It is also the case that, you know, green jobs and the environmental sorts of things are very much a Democratic, you know, identified initiative. And so the politics of, you know, giving the governor a win, so to speak, by adopting some of those policies are really only going to come if the Republicans are genuinely on board with believing that they are good investments of Wisconsin's dollars.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go to Pat now in Green Bay. Pat, hello.
Good afternoon, people. I guess the two things I don't quite understand. Number one, why can't everybody just sit down, write down what they want, you know, what the legislators want, what the governor wants as far as the budget goes, and then sit down like adults instead of spoiled children and hash everything out. I mean, it's real simple. Most people do it on a daily basis. I mean, you work together, not against each other. And then the other thing, why are they so hesitant about legalization of marijuana? Has anybody looked at the tax revenue that states like California and Colorado have generated? It's unbelievable.
Pat, thanks a lot. Gave us a lot to talk about. That first point, I think, is something that a lot of people ask, Kathy. Why can't they, the Democrats and Republicans and state government, sit down together like adults and reach some kind of compromise?
Well, you know, I mean, at some level, that the process that will play out will do that, you know, in that the governor has come up with his list of things. You know, Pat suggested everybody should write a list of the things they want. The governor has done that by submitting his budget. the legislative process is such, right, that the legislature does have the power to pass the budget since they control legislation. And so they will use the budget to come up with their wish list. We can think of the compromise as the part of the process where the governor uses his line item veto to take things out of the budget he might dislike. The legislature will then have the opportunity to override those vetoes. And so it is a contentious process. It is not people sitting down at a table and trying to agree. But what we have to remember at the end of the day is that the Democrats and the Republicans, both in the state and nationally, believe and want very different things. And so it's not always easy to compromise on things that are associated with core values. So the governor's budget proposes, you know, a significant investment in the UW system. And Republicans may or may not value that same level of investment, or whether it is, you know, the workforce development pieces. So the two different parties, they stand for different things. And we are in a place right now of divided government in Wisconsin, and it's really hard to navigate compromise among groups of people, you know, who are motivated by different goals. It is also the case, you know, as we've seen at the national level, that political polarization has increased, and there are people who govern less to promote policy and govern more to promote wins than anything else. And you know, Pat may think that that's not the right way for things to happen, but that's the consequence of what we have in divided government right now.
And he also mentioned marijuana legalization, part of Governor Evers' budget proposal, not getting warm welcomes from Republicans. Wisconsin getting to be more of an outlier, though, as a lot of our neighbors have medical and or recreational marijuana legalized. Why is Wisconsin different, do you think?
Marijuana legalization is a complex issue. And it's a complex issue because there are lots of different components to it. As you pointed out, there is the medical marijuana legalization, as well as the decriminalization of marijuana and the legal sale of marijuana. So there are a lot of moving parts. It is the case for some people, marijuana use is still a moral issue where people want to make distinctions, saying that, you know, it is now an illegal substance, and by making it legal, somehow we're crossing some moral line. I'm not suggesting that's the reason for the opposition here in Wisconsin. States that have legalized have had to do an enormous amount of work in terms of setting up licenses for dispensaries. And, you know, is it a state function? Is it a private function? How do we allow people to be licensed? You know, it's not an easy fix. And so it seems pretty clear that there are members of the legislature here in Wisconsin that are opposed to it. I don't know individually what the nature of their opposition is, but as you say, the trend is certainly for medical marijuana usage to be legalized more broadly. And there is at least, you know, it may be the case that 15, 20 years from now, we look back and say that marijuana legalization has expanded much more broadly, but we're sort of in the middle of that evolution now nationally.
Let's go back to our callers now. Ricardo is with us in Madison. Ricardo, hello.
Hi, hello. One of the things that I would like to see on the budget proposal was the thing that he promised during when he ran, and he actually had it on his first budget proposal, was the inclusion of driver's license for undocumented immigrants. He promised that when he was running, and somehow he still has not made that happen. I know it's been a tough year, but that kind of also links to the marijuana, I guess, legalization, because driver's licenses are also legalized in other states. But that is one of the things that I would like to see. I think that will help workers, especially in the farm business, for people to be able to drive
Ricardo, gotcha. We just have a little bit of time left, Kathy, and I think he's right. Governor Evers has proposed driver's licenses for undocumented workers in Wisconsin in his previous budget, 2019. I believe it is not in the current budget, not a proposal I think that would get, a warm welcome from Republican lawmakers.
Well, no, and again, Ricardo points to an issue on which there are pretty big party differences, and you know, we have to remember that governors and presidents campaign on telling us all of the things that they want to do if they are elected. But we always have to remember that executive power does not allow governors, particularly, and the president to create law. There are ways in which presidents through executive order can create policy, and governors are a little more limited along those lines. But what governors are telling us when they campaign is that these are the things that they want to do and that they will work on, but that they don't have the legislative power at their own hands to do those things. And so the absence of that proposal in the 2020 budget is probably an indicator that Governor Evers heard very clearly from the legislature that that was not going to happen. And so there perhaps was a decision made that there wasn't a use in putting it in the budget because they were told last year not to pursue it.
Ricardo, thanks for the call. And Kathy, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
We've been talking to Kathleen Dolan, Distinguished Professor of Political Science at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. She joined us for a look at the state budget. Governor Evers made his proposal. State lawmakers, leading Republicans, say they're going to write their own up, and then there the process goes. You can follow progress of the state budget over at WPR.org with ongoing reporting from our news team.